Chapter 4, Devotional 7, Going to Church or Masquerade Ball? Be genuine. In 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, it says, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve." Masquerade balls have enticed and drawn men and women for thousands of years. They offer the opportunity to dress up in costume and wear a mask or a disguise, giving the person behind the mask a chance to act out a fantasy while pretending to be someone they are not. Even today, many cultures embrace the practice with great fervor and excitement. Mardi Gras, New Orleans, the Day of the Dead, Mexico, and Carnival, Brazil come to mind. Sadly, masquerade balls are not the only place where people wear a mask and play make-believe. Many in the body of Christ masquerade, engage in fantasy, and pretend to be someone else. Research indicates that approximately 40% of pastors struggle with internet pornography. Homosexuals and sexual predators have invaded the pulpit in some cases openly and with the approval and acceptance of church leadership and the congregation. A recent CNN news show featured pastors whose faces and voices were disguised to protect their identity as they confessed they no longer believed the Bible and struggled to teach God's word. Divorce rates are higher in the church than in the world. Adultery and sexual promiscuity are rampant in the church. Statistics show that only 20% of Christians tithe. All this from people who come in all dressed up, sit in the pew, shout hallelujah, and pretend to be holy. Paul warns us not to be surprised when we see this behavior at church or among our fellow Christians, and reminds us that Satan himself masquerades and pretends to be an angel of light, while his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Child of God, it's important that we regularly examine our thinking and behavior to ensure that it aligns with God's word. Make a commitment to renew your mind daily with the word of God and walk in his grace and truth. Keep your heart and mind on Jesus. With his grace, you'll never need to wear a mask, resort to fantasy, or pretend again. Lord, thank you for the truth and power of your word. Help me become a bright light in a dark world. Teach me to be a faithful, obedient, genuine, and sincere child of light in all I do and say. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.